Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
We'll get to somebody here in a second. But, you know, B.A. never gets double-teamed from the 707. Well, you missed the Baldy breakdown in the Super Bowl when the Kansas City Chiefs were bracketing him all day long. But you're going to get the overrated chance, and you're going to get to talk about him not getting targets and being overpaid or whatnot. So, you know, that's just the nature of the beast. He's got to play better.
Well, I would ask the coach to get him involved a little early, yeah, you know? I think that, you know, Purdy and Shanahan have to find a way to get him involved early and often because, A, it gives you a threat on the outside to open up the middle of the field, and B, he is one of your best playmakers, yeah, and I want to get the ball into my best playmaker's hands. And I understand that Juice is going to be the third down target in the backfield because of his ability to block and to be able to make some. He made a nice contested catch. I mean, actually, a couple of really nice catches. But
Juszczyk's playing well.
But we also have to acknowledge, like, Juszczyk's not going to crush a team. You know, Brandon Ayuk's a guy who could game break and break a tackle, and this is why he had 17, 18 yards a catch last year. That's a guy you have to get involved down the field. But I would also say that, B, when you're running these long routes down the field, you have to protect up front.
Yeah, they weren't
and
protecting.
I didn't think that the route combinations with the protection that they had were in sync yesterday at all. And I know Purdy threw a couple of, actually, an 0-0 throw on the very first drive with a late throw to Debo.
Let's be real. Threw about 4-0 throws.
No doubt. But he also threw a couple of really nice balls.
And he threw a couple against the New York Jets. So.
No doubt. I didn't think it was his best game by far. But I also thought he was under duress the whole time.
I've got Brock Purdy with about 5 to 6 0-0 throws to start the season. Just my counter.
How many great throws?
He's had a couple great throws.
I thought the throw to Kittle on third down was a great throw. Was it layered? It was a layered throw with a guy on his back shoulder, and he put it where only he could catch it. I really liked the two scrambles, one to Debo where he like evaded a bunch of the rush through to the sideline, the other one to Juice where Juice's feet were down, and he held it tight. And I thought he had a couple of intermediate throws to Debo over the middle of the field in the middle of the game, second and third quarter.
Well, they were high. I mean, he was almost air-belling them, but you know what, man? Listen, man. Again, my whole point is we can nitpick and we're going to talk about the clock situation. We're going to talk about situational football. The Niners were 2-10 on third down while allowing the Vikings to go 7-12 on third down. Thought that was a big sticking point in the game. Stopping the run, situational passing, not executing, turnovers. Block punts a turnover. Ugh. That's a turnover, folks.
Horrible.
Turnover on downs. The pick. You know, when you're trying to force it to Sobert, you're short late field. Going over the middle of the field, and the Vikings score the next play. The Vikings were just better in every aspect of the football game, but I want to hear from the roasters out there. 888-957-9570. Let's start. Duke has been holding on the longest, and then we'll get JD and Big Pud. Duke, what's happening?
Hey, Duke.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Okay, so this is kind of basic math here. Their third down conversions are putrid. Their red zone is putrid. I hear about how they thought it was confident of him to go for not go with the field goal for the touch instead of going for the field goal and putting points on the board and going for the touchdown when you're not converting the ball. You got to put the points on the board. You put that 3 points on in the first half in the second quarter. It's a different game. It's an entirely different game. I couldn't believe they didn't go for the field goal. It was unbelievable.
Wow. So you had an issue with that one there. See, in real time, Duke, I didn't have a big issue with that. However, those 3 points loom large, especially when you consider that they gave up 3 points at the end of the first half. And guess what? They gave up a third 13 in order for Minnesota to kick that field goal, Duke.
That's 6 points right there.
Yep.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Yep.
Well, I'm looking at that entire drive and I wrote down a bunch of stuff on there like, on the fourth down play, it was 4th and 3, and Brock was super patient and got through multiple reads,
yeah.
And he threw a dime to Juwan Jennings. So they were aggressive in that situation on that 4th and 3. It felt like they needed momentum, right? And then you get Mason with a crazy run where he double jump cuts, and then he does it again. So it's like, wow, Mason. And then they roll out to the left, the short. This is on first and goal. A play action rolling out to the short side. So as the right-handed thrower, you have to flip your hips and throw. I didn't love that play.
Ty, you can in the corner.
And then the second and goal, they call a timeout. Okay, 49ers call a timeout. And then out of the timeout, you run a Mason run where he gets completely stonewalled.
Minus the yard.
Third down, you go shotgun and you throw to Kittle and it's short. You're not throwing into the end zone. You throw short. So now it's 4th and 1? 1.5? Well, what it was?
4th and 2 at the Minnesota
4th and 2. Okay. So it's like, I don't know. That sequence of plays I didn't love. And like, I was okay going for it, so I'm not going to sit here and lose my mind about it. I was okay going for it.
Is Brandon Staley already having an influence on Kyle Shanahan? Is that what that is?
I just didn't like the first down call. The rollout to the left, I thought that was just a... And again, it's easy to critique individual plays. I think the sequence of plays, after Mason gets a couple of good runs, it felt like they called timeout, got predictable, and then they get stonewalled, and now it's third and like basically long from the goal line, and you come up short. Easy to sit here and say, yeah, take the points. But in real time, I was like, you know what? I'm okay going for it.
Yeah, I was okay going for it because I was thinking, okay, you're going to pin Sam Darnold back at the two-yard line. They're going to have to go 98 yards to score. What do you know? They go 97 yards over the top.
Darnold. That was one of six or seven where he climbed the pocket after the rush came from the outside, and he threw a perfect ball.
Perfect pass.
It was a perfect ball.
But that defensive alignment, and I can't wait to talk to Baldy about this play tomorrow. How the hell did George Odom end up in press man on Justin Jefferson?
He was in the slot, too.
On Justin Jefferson in the slot. George Odom and press man, you have Diamondre Lenore and you have Tarvarius Ward at cornerbacks. All right? Tarvarius Ward made an all-pro team last year and is looking for new money. Now, here's what Ward said about shadowing the best wide receiver. Listen to Ward after the game.
Would you have liked to have been matched up on him more often today?
I feel like I play best when I play best when I follow the best receiver around, but that wasn't the game plan, you know what I mean? When I'm following the best receiver around, I'm always alert, I'm ready for the challenge, but, that just wasn't the game plan,
That was the game plan, so I don't like the game plan. I don't like any game plan that has, in this formation, when we're in this situation, and they go two wide receivers to the right, twins right, we're going to have George Odom press man up on Jefferson, and your help's going to be Tig Brown.
A career special teamer who's playing safety, right? A career special teamer. I don't care how great his camp was.
I think they pulled him. They pulled him after that for a while.
Mustafa ended up playing later. Well, and so, that's two changes that I would make. One is playing Mustafa more. The second one, get Devondre Campbell off the field and put in Bethune. Or D. Winters, like, your foot's got to heal up, dude. Let's go.
Yeah, no, Devondre Campbell, just another quiet game.
You got to get him off the field.
I'm not even going to talk about
him. They moved him with his – I'll give Sam credit. He moved him with his eyes on multiple plays, and then we're just going to throw into the window that you vacated.
Right into the middle
of the field.
I wonder how much influence Staley's having on Shanahan so far, because then you make it a 3-3 game. But those 3 points right there that you don't get and the 3 points you give up at the end of the half, I thought that was awful, awful defense to close the half. Just, you lost all the momentum you gained after going for a touchdown. You go on the long drive here. You score a touchdown. It's a 10-7 game. You go 5 plays, 65 yards. Boom, 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 boom. You're back in it. And Minnesota just goes right down the field to score. 8 plays, 49 yards in a minute, 53. Again, 3rd and 13. I'm looking at a 3rd and 13 for the 45, and Justin Jefferson gets 16. It's just not good enough. It's not good enough by the 49ers.
Well, what if I said to you, though, that, there was a punt block and they ended up getting a turnover? You know what I mean? And there was a short – they had another short field possession where they scored a touchdown right away. I don't know. As bad as that individual play was, and it was bad, and as bad as their third down defense was, they couldn't get the situational stop, which ultimately is part of the reason why they got put in the situation they were in. I don't know. It was bad, but it wasn't that bad defensively.
It felt like Minnesota.
C-minus, D-plus.
Minnesota controlled the line of scrimmage.
I agree, and
they controlled it for the second straight year. They were a step ahead of the 49ers defense. That wasn't good enough yesterday.
I would agree.
I mean, Fred Warner saved them from getting blown out of the stadium. That game was about to be 27-7. Folks are going to be going home in the fourth quarter. Oh, Dwayne Fontana and the crew were out there in Minnesota. They would have been going to the airport early, saying, yeah, the hell with this. We've already seen the stadium. It's time to get out of here. Let's beat the traffic. I mean, Minnesota did whatever they wanted to do offensively, I felt like.
Did you hear Trent Green during the broadcast reference that the Niners have had 3 different passing coordinators in 3 years?
Yeah, it's a little weird.
I get you lose guys off your staff, and I understand all that. It's just like... I don't know. Maybe it's nothing because Shanahan's the entire, he's the offensive coordinator. So maybe I'm making too much of it. That can't be great for development with your quarterback.
Well, Brian Griese's still there.
That's true.
Shanahan's still there. So I think we're going to pick it out one there. The passing game has been fine. I mean, they were historic last season. You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
It was just a tidbit that I heard.
It was interesting.
I hadn't thought of that.
But I'm more focused on Sorensen.
Okay.
Now Sorensen, you know, the passing game coordinator, the passing game's been fine. It was okay yesterday. But this defense on third down. Nick Sorensen, it's a hot seat over here. I'm not saying he's on the hot seat, but that's a hot button topic, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers. And if Tarvarius were to say, hey, look, I would like to shadow guys all game long. Diamond and Lawrence is probably thinking the same thing. He was sitting right next to Tarvarius Ward during the presser, listening in.
I don't love him saying that out loud. I don't think it was as egregious. When you hear it, it's not as egregious as it's transcribed. But like, I would have just kept that to myself.
Oh, you got to speak on it. Sometimes you need to hear it out loud. I mean, everybody was cool with Bosa and Warner, and everybody was cool with them ripping on Steve Wilkes last year.
I don't know if we were cool with it. It was telling that there was...
Shanahan did it, and everybody was Wilkes needs to hear that.
But what did Baldy say about Shanahan doing that? You don't do that to one of your coaches.
I agree with Baldy. I agree with Baldy, but I'm saying not everybody agreed with Baldy with that one. So I...
The defense, the third down last year, their third down percentage in terms of getting stops was fifth or sixth worst, depending on, because there's a varying metrics on this thing. They weren't great last year, and yesterday that was a big bugaboo, and it was the situational one. So to me, them identifying Yadam as the guy to pick on a couple of different occasions regarding the communication on a couple rub routes and then that seam route. Yep. I mean, multiple third downs they converted with the game on the line, and that was the frustrating thing to me. It's like, you have too much money on this defense to not get a situational stop earlier. Even if you give up the field goal with the six-minute mark, you're giving yourself more of an opportunity to make that a game. But them going all the way down inside the 10, it was game over.
Yeah, game over. Game over. Let's go to JD in San Francisco. JD, what's happening?
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.